The fifth gear, green pastures, still waters. In our previous putting green, we introduced the walk and talk practice, both with our spouses as well as our children. Walking and talking lends itself to conversations we might not have sitting face to face. Not only is it helpful during tense times, but the walk and talk also opens up conversations we might not have otherwise. So try it. Our Heavenly Father loved walking and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, and He and Jesus also enjoy the walk and talk with us. Could this be one of the reasons God created mankind? To walk and talk with Him, with us, with you, in the cool of the day? The disciple John starts his gospel, John 1, verse 14, with these words, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Hebrew word for dwelling and tabernacle are the same. So when we first read about the tabernacle, way back in Exodus and Leviticus, and later the temple, we can see that God wanted a tabernacle to dwell with His people. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but might we conclude He enjoys hanging out with us? David describes his own experience in his 23rd Psalm. Listen as he describes his Father guiding and leading him as they walk and talk together. "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." When I am walking and talking with Jesus in the early morning or late afternoon around Greenville, that's God's country, or Charleston, where the locals say the Atlantic Ocean starts, it is though, like David, I am surrounded by green pastures and quiet waters. So what? Well, as I walk and talk with my best friend Jesus, His words echo in my mind. John 15:15, "I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends." Friends, pasture, David and the Father, now the Father and me, and you, green pasture, pristine, still waters, whether I am in my quiet, safe home or with my dear friends, or I am out there in this rough and tumble world, pastures, still waters, and still water runs deep. May you experience these green pastures and still waters in your soul, deep in your soul, with Jesus, everywhere you go today, because Jesus' still water runs deep.